Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, it is not allowed, it is not permissible for the Nabi and for all those who have brought iman to seek forgiveness for the polytheists, to seek forgiveness for those who ascribe any partners to Allah, even if they are their own relatives. Your own father, if he's a mushrik, you cannot ask for forgiveness for him. Your own mother, your own relative, you cannot do so. And then here we have Ibrahim alayhi salam making dua for the forgiveness of his father. And his father was a mushrik. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elsewhere in the Quran explains and clearly states to us the istighfar that Ibrahim alayhi salam made for his father. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا كَانَ اسْتِغْفَارُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ لِأَبِيهِ إِلَّا عَنْ مَوْعِدَةٍ وَعَدَهَا إِيَّهِ فَلَمَّا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ أَنَّهُ عَدُوٌ لِلَّهِ تَبَرَّأَ مِنْهِ. That the istighfar, the seeking of forgiveness that Ibrahim alayhi salam had made for his father, it was because of a promise that he made to his father. He was unaware of the ruling. And at that time, when he was engaging his father in a dialogue and trying to persuade his father to accept the message and influence him to embrace Islam, he decided to depart from there and he said to his father that he will seek forgiveness for him. So fulfilling that promise that he made, he sought forgiveness. That was it. Allah says, إِلَّا عَنْ مَوْعِدَةٍ وَعَدَهَا إِيَّهِ. It was a promise that he made to his father and he was unaware at that time that he's not allowed to seek forgiveness for his father. فَلَمَّا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ أَنَّهُ عَدُوٌ لِلَّهِ. But when it became clear to Ibrahim that his father was an open enemy to Allah, تَبَرَّأَ مِنْهُ, he absorbed himself of his father. So we learn from that the explanation, and that provides clarity for us with regards to this forgiveness that he sought for his father. He then made dua for his condition on the day of Qiyamah. وَلَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ. Oh Allah, do not put me to disgrace. Do not humiliate me on the day of Qiyamah. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the day of Qiyamah, it is a day whereon any wealth and children will be of no benefit. Children and wealth will be of absolutely no benefit to anyone on the day of Qiyamah, إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ, except the one who comes to Allah with a sound heart. Meaning the one who comes to Allah with قَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ, a sound heart, then the wealth that he has spent in the world for the pleasure and for the sake of Allah will benefit him in Akhirah. The children that he brought up in the world as obedient slaves and servants of Allah in the service of Islam and for the promotion of Islam, and who lived lives that were loyal to Allah, then they will certainly be of benefit to him in Akhirah. Who is that? The one who brings to Allah and produces before Allah on the day of Qiyamah that qalb, that heart that is saleem, sound. What is a sound heart? It is that heart that is free from shirk, that heart that is free from ascribing partners to Allah, that heart that is filled with iman and faith. So we understand from this that the wealth that the believers spent in the world and the children that he brought up in the obedience of Allah will certainly be of benefit to him, will be of benefit only to the believer. As far as this believer is concerned, then no matter how much he spent and no matter how much he had done in this world, it will be of no benefit to him. Because as we cited the example, you have a person who is driving a vehicle and he doesn't have a license. He's driving a vehicle on a public road, even though he may be the best of drivers and he may be following all the rules and the laws of the road, and he is very courteous when he is on the road, and he is impeccable as far as his driving skills are concerned, but he doesn't have a license to drive. He will be penalized. He has no license. So he will be penalized because he does not have the license, even though he may be an outstanding driver. But because he does not have a license, he will be penalized. He will be charged for an offense, driving without a license. That iman is the license. Iman is the license. So before any attention is given to your acts of righteousness on the day of Qiyamah, the first thing you will be asked is produce the license of iman. That when the traffic officer stops you, The first thing he asks is, show me your license. Produce your license. You can stand there and you can tell him that, listen, officer, I am the best of drivers and I obey all the rules of the road and so on and so forth. He does not want to hear any of that. Show me your license. The same with regards to people on the day of Qiyamah. The first thing is, Allah will study the heart. Is this qalbun salimun? Is this a heart that has no shirk in it? Is this a heart that has no kufr in it? Is this a heart that is filled with faith and with iman? If it is such a heart, then we now look at the acts of righteousness and the good deeds that were performed in dunya. We look at the wealth that was spent. We look at the generosity that was performed. And then those a'mal will earn acceptance because the license was produced. And that is qalbun salim. But if there is no license, then as repeatedly Allah reminded us in the Quran, that such deeds, no matter how good they were and how noble they may have been, they will earn a person nothing in al-akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ. The day of Qiyamah, the day whereon wealth and children will be of absolutely no benefit, إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. It will only be of benefit to the one who produces before Allah and brings before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a sound and pure heart. May Allah grant it.